Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, and Marnie Werner is here.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. She is the research manager at the center, and Marnie is actually fresh back from a trip across the pond.
Yes, I am.
Over to England, mm-hmm. Jolly old England. And we were just thinking about perhaps comparing and contrasting rural Minnesota with rural England.
Rural England, right. Yeah, it's a very interesting situation because when you compare the two geographically, it's quite different. Minnesota is about 50% bigger than England, but it has about a tenth of the population. Minnesota's population of 5 million. England has a population of about 50 million people. They have three major metropolitan areas, London, Liverpool and Manchester, and then Birmingham. So they have a large population concentrations there. But then when you get outside of there and you start looking at population density, their population, their villages and towns are much closer together than they are in Minnesota. When you start looking at western, northwestern, southern Minnesota, towns are very spread apart. In England, they're much closer together. When you start talking about public transit, I was talking to one gentleman over there who was complaining because some of the villages only had one or two buses a day or one or two buses a week. And I just thought, you know, public transit in many places in Minnesota is, you're lucky if it exists.
Exactly.
And so, you know, there are the issues of population density. But they do also have a lot of the same types of rural issues. They have the problem of getting doctors to serve in clinics in rural areas. They have an aging population in many areas as retirees move in, young people move to the cities. There's the same kind of situation. And there's a big controversy going on right now about the government closing hundreds of post offices across rural areas because they're not necessarily cost effective. But they're the source of a lot of important services to people who live in these towns and villages. They have lower income in certain areas and lower education attainment. But when you start looking at things like income, and this was something I found very interesting, I'd read before and couldn't figure it out, but their median home price is actually higher in rural parts of the country than it is in the cities, and their average income is actually higher on average over the entire rural area than they are in the urban areas. And that's largely because people are moving out of the urban areas into the peripheral areas that are classified as rural and commuting in, or they're working from home and doing their work online.
So they have suburbs, too?
They have suburbs. But since it's a smaller area, they tend to spread out more into rural areas than what we would even be capable of doing here in Minnesota.
It's fascinating. Well, I'd love to learn more, and maybe we will on a future program. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. Thanks for joining us. We're cutting it off.
Yeah.
We got a little...